Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Did I Say Podcast? A podcast where we talk about games.
Oh man, you tried. You made it halfway through.
Oh, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Did I Say Podcast? Talk about how games change and how they
tell
change
him you hate
us.
Him now.
No! Tell man,
you're in focus,
man. Are you sure?
Yeah. You're in focus. Your eyes are just bad. Okay. Old man.
Okay. That's why I have glasses. Okay, everybody's aware of that.
Anyway, that's why I'm not
today
sure.
We're gonna talk about Monster Hunter Wilds. Hopes, wants, needs, what we think it's gonna be.
All my wants are needs.
Yeah, I'm sure. So
all my hopes are wants.
I'm Tay. I've got Ryan with me. I've got Jared with me as always. So
I'm the talker. That's what it said on every report card I've ever gotten.
That's right.
Jared likes to socialize.
Have you ever been written up for talking too much?
Oh my God, so much.
Okay.
They've recently started releasing these little 2-minute clips on YouTube with the different weapons and different features.
Have you guys been keeping up with that?
Yes.
I'm trying to send it to you.
I've watched them all.
Have you?
Yes,
okay. Ryan? Right?
No.
Have you really not?
Mm-mm. Honesty is my greatest attribute.
Get out of here.
I don't think so.
I agree. Jared, so I'll take
that. Oh, so I've got better ones.
Okay. Like, yeah. Okay.
Easily. Yes.
Have you really not watched them all?
No.
Have you watched the ones I sent you?
No.
Okay. Well, we have a little bit of catching up to
I'm
do.
Sorry. Every time I open my phone, there's 90 messages.
Okay. Well, yeah. Keep
up. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you with my friendship.
Thank right. You. Yeah, exactly.
So they're mixing things up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
This one looks more open, more expansive.
Mm-hmm.
There so far have been no Palicos. There have been no Palamutes.
Yeah.
There is a Sikrat, I think is how you pronounce it. It's like a half bird, half lizard looking thing. It kind of looks like a chocobo.
Yeah, I know all
that's
those.
You can't know this because you haven't watched any videos on it.
I've seen
videos
on it, not the ones that have the 2-minute weapon segments.
Okay. Well, our viewers have not.
Okay.
So I'm going to continue saying what I was going to say.
Go on.
So sad.
This is the most chaotic episode.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say it's the most chaotic.
We've had worse.
Yeah, we've had way worse.
This is terrible, though. Come on.
Okay. Capcom is making Monster Hunter Wilds. So, comes out next year. Uh-huh. They're releasing little segment videos because GameComs is coming up. And I think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be playable, but I think they're going to show a lot of extra footage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Agreed. I'm still waiting for the Switch Axe video because I love the Switch Axe.
Whatever. Yeah. This is what we know so far. No Palicos yet. No Palamutes yet. The Sikrat is a bird. You ride it like the Palamute, but there's a new feature where it will auto-direct you to your hunt, which is really nice. It will just take you where you need to go. And it's got a little glittery path that shows you where you're headed. They released like a basics episode that was like 2 minutes, and I don't really understand because it was like, when you walk without your weapon, you go faster.
Yeah.
And you could drink potions. I'm like, this has literally always been true.
Yeah.
But they said that you will have access to a secondary weapon.
Yes, which
I really want to know what that is. Yeah. Do they mean like you can literally carry two weapons? Or do they literally mean that there will be a new category of weapons called secondary weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Or do they just mean stuff like the kunai that you could already carry?
Well, I do know that they were shooting guns off the back of the mount. So I wonder if that's...
Well, I think in the basics video, they show you put your sword away and he pulls out the heavy bow gun.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to be...
I did not catch that.
And it's on the secret or whatever.
So
Sikrat.
Oh, so maybe you're... I don't know what it's called. I'm just
the
calling
bird.
It Sikrat. Because it's chocobo. The easiest to say.
Chocobo. Yeah.
The chocobo. Maybe. That would be dope. But they... There are a few things. Focus mode is the big new thing that I'm very excited about.
Same.
I don't know, have you seen that already?
Explain it.
Okay, so focus mode.
I know what it means, but.
Of course. Of course. Because you've seen all the videos that aren't videos that we sent.
I just want to make sure you watched it.
I think it's left trigger. I think they say some button. But you zoom in just a little, like as if you're looking down the sights of a gun in a shooter game. And a cursor will appear. Mm-hmm. And you will attack where that cursor is fixated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you can now specifically target where on the animal you want to attack, like mm-hmm. every action game that's ever existed.
Yeah.
It's an incredible advancement in technology.
Right.
Yeah. But the cool thing is that enemies will now get wounds when you attack them, mm-hmm. and there will be a visible wound on their body that deals bonus damage okay. when you hit it.
Right.
And focus mode will lean very heavily into targeting those specific areas.
Yeah.
So it doesn't seem to, it's not like an auto lock feature or anything like that. It's just that you will be able to focus in on certain parts of the monster, which you were already trying to do in the other games. You would like flick the analog mm-hmm. stick to move to different general zones of the monster. Now it's all very hyper specific, yeah. which is cool. Love which is that.
Way more intuitive, I think.
Yeah. I agree. But all the new weapon videos that they've shown seem to be, the weapons have all existed. There's no like new weapons yet, but they all seem to be tweaked towards a more like a much higher level of specificity when you're using them.
Right.
I am like a huge hammer main, so I don't really have a ton of experience with the other weapons, but it looks like a lot of them, especially the seeing the videos and them being very brief and specific about like what that style is, mm-hmm. would have loved to seen tutorials that looked like that in all the other Monster Hunter games when yeah, I'm flicking agreed. Through them in the beginning.
Yeah.
But it's basically like the gun, the like mounted long range rifle looking mm-hmm. thing. You can like sidestep now, and I think you could do that before, but it looks much more fluid. Like yeah. it looks like they're leaning heavier into an action game instead of that like much more tactical paced and locked in animation style of combat that they've had up until now.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited about the fluidity that they seem to be trying to introduce
yeah, I agree.
With the existing weapons.
So maybe Capcom played another game.
Maybe Capcom finally played one other game okay. of literally any kind in the okay. genre.
Yeah.
But the gun in particular looked really cool to me because like when you're being attacked, you can block with it mm-hmm. or you can sidestep to continue attacking with it. And all of that stuff combined with auto-focusing on certain parts of them, like it just feels like they finally clicked that switch just one more. That dial is just like up one more mm-hmm. to where it finally, like the radio station's coming in clear now.
Right, yeah.
Like I really am excited about that. I think that the visual style looks really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So far, the environments they've shown is like some kind of plains-like areas
right.
and then mostly desert.
Mm-hmm.
A big thing is like the weapon that you have that like fires your flash bugs and stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
You pick those objects up out of the environment and then you'll visibly see what you have equipped on your arm. So you yeah. can just like pick up a piece of rock and put it on there.
Right.
But it has like a grappling hook feature now. Mm-hmm. Like at one point she shoots a rock that's hanging over.
Yeah.
And pulls it down. So you could like pull that down on top yeah. of a monster. So hopefully environmental stuff will play a bigger role.
Yes.
That's really cool. I think it looks really interesting. I'm trying to think of any other features that they've already talked about before we get into like what we want to see.
Yeah. Well, I think not only with the focus mode is they have focus attacks
mm-hmm.
where if you attack with the greatsword, the highlighted area, you actually like drag the sword alongside
that
the beast
looked awesome.
And do like a critical yeah. attack or the, whatever. And it's like each weapon sword? Has their own like focus attack.
Yeah.
So, and I think that looks incredible.
Yeah, yeah. That looked really cool. The way it's like anime style, like you have to like time that moment. It's still very much like a timing based.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
System. But then he just drags it all the way down like from face to tail.
Yeah.
And it looked awesome. Like they have a good like I think the thing that makes Monster Hunter work the most for me in the combat is that sense of weight to when you land a hit, it feels mm-hmm. awesome, which right. is why I like the hammer attacks
oh,
so much.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just like spin attacking their face.
That dude,
that
yes.
impact feels like
feels
so
good.
Heavy. And
yeah.
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 That seems very much in play here, especially yeah. with the focus attacks. That looks really cool. I'm interested to see, we haven't seen anything about the base.
No.
We haven't seen anything about captures. We haven't
which
seen
which is where most of my wishes are going to come
yeah.
from.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can definitely get
makes
behind
sense.
That. There
yeah.
was a lot of stuff where I started to add it and I was like, the boys will have it. The boys are going to have that on their list. I don't need to put that
there. Oh, no, I did the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. None of us know. My stuff, so just That's pretty much everything we know. Most of the videos, they're under 2 minutes and they're about the weapons. Mm-hmm. But they've released the focus mode video and they've released the basics video, which is like
this. Yeah, the date is August 11th and this is the most we know.
Yes, this is the most we know as of August 11th.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of like pie in the sky things that I would like. I was talking to Ryan earlier about like, where are we coming from when we talk about what we want to see?
Right.
And he was talking about like grounded, realistic, like this could totally be in this game.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of those, but I also have like,
yeah, I want to be master. I want to be Master Chief. Nailed it. That's my wish.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I mean, Kratos. I think they'll do that. I think that makes sense. but yeah. I'm also thinking like this, they have been on a trajectory of like really trying to make this game more accessible.
Yeah.
And making it like a game that people can more easily jump into.
Yeah.
And typically for a healthy franchise, they will have these iterations where you have these big, big shifts in the philosophy of design for the games where they try to go much bigger. They try to go much bolder. And this game already feels like that. Like the environments look much bigger in the videos that they've shown. It looks like they're going to have weather effects. Yeah. It looks like there is like, and this could just be to like hype you up.
Right.
But it looks like there's like migration patterns where you see like herds of monsters moving away from certain areas as the weather comes in and stuff like that. So it feels like they are trying to up that scale even more.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of my ideas came from, is that I'm excited about that idea of amping up the scale of everything.
Yeah.
Because that's always been one of their strengths, is you are fighting a beast that is 2 to 3 to 5 times your size, and you're kind of the dark horse in every fight.
Right.
For the most part.
Yeah.
And I want even more to lean into that, like David and Goliath scenario.
Yeah.
So a lot of my ideas will be stuff that I don't expect to be in there, but I think it would be so interesting and cool and fundamentally advantageous if they could work in that direction eventually.
Yeah.
So it's just like, wouldn't this be super dope if they had this thing?
Yeah.
Where I don't know where you're at, Talon, in terms of how realistic and grounded your recommendations are versus just like, bro, just make the tutorial better. We all know they're so bad.
Yeah. Well, in preparation of this video, I went back and re-downloaded World and played a little bit of it. And man, it definitely has a completely different feel than Rise does. Mm-hmm.
Which is what I expect from Wilds to do as well.
But yes, it's like, I love the mobility of Rise, like just the crazy traversal with the wire bugs and stuff like that. But playing this one, it's like the camera's a little bit, it's not as far away from you as Rise is, where you're kind of, you know how the camera's pretty far away from you in Rise or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you don't have World, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. I feel like now we need to go back and play it together, because I was playing it today.
Watching the...
And I was like, man, it's... The level design is incredible.
The tree level is like one of my favorite levels, period, in any game.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was in Rise.
Rise, yeah.
And I was so excited for Ryan to see it, because I think it's such a cool level.
Yeah.
And the, oh shoot, I can't remember his name. The lightning lizard fox thing.
Zenogre?
No, the smaller version.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember his name.
The fight with him in the tree felt amazing, because it's constantly jumping from, there's all these big branches that are like coming out and you have to keep track of it. It feels super fast paced and it's like tight.
Yeah.
And the game feels more intimate in that way that you're saying, like the camera's zoomed in closer on you. The environments are tighter. Yeah.
It feels more grounded. Yeah. And I think
that's what I want.
And that's what I exactly. And I think,
bro, I'll play World today.
This is, I think this is, this, because I think Wilds is a sequel to World. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they're going to take from Rise. Yeah. I don't think they're going to take much from Rise. I think that was an offshoot or whatever. And I'm not saying anything bad about Rise, because I love that game too.
Yeah. But World feels more like what their other games have been.
Right. Yeah. Where it's just like you and the monster, and it's just.
But if they're smart.
Yeah.
They will take the accessibility of Rise
and put it
into the intimacy of World.
Well, I think that's what they're doing with the focus mode with the wirebug attacks. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, we need to also, like, when you just miss with your sword, because they moved that, you that know, much. Half a minute, half yeah. a second to the left or whatever, and you were just, and I know that's part of like the planning of attacks mm-hmm. or whatever, but it's also like, if I could have just moved, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that's been something. But yeah, a more grounded, like, it's like, it's hard to say realistic,
yeah,
but I think more grounded is the best way.
Grittier, like yeah. more yeah. like
the aesthetic, just from what I've seen of World, the aesthetic hits better for me mm-hmm. than Rise.
I actually agree with that. I think the base is yeah. incredible. Like there are yes. so many really interesting aesthetic choices in yeah. World. Like the base is a giant monster skeleton that they've built scaffolding onto. Mm-hmm. So it's like right. multiple yes. levels.
Yeah.
Whereas it's literally just like a small town in Rise.
Yeah. Rise feels cool, more like,
but
if they, it feels more like anime-y. I guess. It does. The whole does that make
yeah,
sense? Yeah.
It, okay. it definitely does. Yeah. And World is all about like an expedition that is coming to a new continent
right.
to explore. And so everything feels like you are settlers mm-hmm. and you are making do with what you find, which yeah. is why I really like the improvisational feel of like the way the base is structured and the way that people are like doing business and yeah. navigating and yeah. all that stuff is really interesting. And I would love to see more of that like expansive new world kind of feel that World right. had.
Yeah.
I do agree that that is a more compelling aesthetic for yeah. me as well.
So I'm glad that they're going back to that mm-hmm. with Wilds. Obviously they're expanding on it. So
yeah.
But Ryan, what are your thoughts on it?
Man, you go and so I've only played Rise.
Yeah.
Of all of them, but I loved it. I don't even know how many hours I've put into it so far.
Yeah.
And I think I've gotten further than both of you.
You have, because you left sure. me behind because yeah. your partner started playing with you. And you didn't need me anymore.
I'm moving on with that.
I tried yeah. to go and play it solo, but Rise is the Sunbreak DLC oh, is yeah. where I am now.
Yeah.
And it is such an increase in difficulty mm-hmm. that I would basically have to kind of start over in the sense that like none of my gear is good anymore.
Oh, okay.
I have to grind yeah. out everything. And yeah. doing it alone is tough.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
So I just stalled out. But yeah. that's even more reason to go back and play World.
Yeah.
So you jump into Rise though, mm-hmm. and you have your hub world, which has different areas to go to achieve different things. You have like your area where you've got a blacksmith.
Yeah.
You've got a merchant. You've got the lady who gives you your single player missions, and you go through like a little bitty load screen, and then you've got your multiplayer missions.
Yeah.
And then there's another inventory box there. And then you go up some stairs and there's another blacksmith mm-hmm. with the palico
yeah.
and
power yeah.
blacksmith. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
it's like then, they took all the things you needed and then yeah. they made 8 different areas that have them, but in different arrangements mm-hmm. yeah. in that area.
You go, yeah. you go across the bridge and then you're at your place with the, where you can manage your pets. And then there's the place where you send them off on the submarines, and then you go to another area, and then there's a place where you found the training area. That mm-hmm. was a little bit of a secret. Mm-hmm. And now you can train.
The training area is weirdly a little bit of a secret.
A little bit hidden. yeah. And then you get the DLC, and yeah. then they do it again. Another yeah. hub world with a person who gives you missions, and then every now and then they ask you to go back to the first hub world mm-hmm. to talk to somebody, mm-hmm. and it's just like, guys, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like make cooler aesthetic though yeah. for what it's worth. I like the
I like the hub world of the second world. And I wish that the first one would have went away.
Yeah, I would be fine with that.
Because there's only one person that gives you missions in the second one.
Yeah, okay.
And there's only the one blacksmith.
Yeah, I haven't played Sunbreak, so I don't know.
Yeah, there's only it's all
it's a cool aesthetic.
It's yeah. all better organized and like easier to access and easier to remember where to go.
It feels like they learned a lesson.
Yeah, you turn around and there's the thing. You don't have to like run over there, and I know you can like hit start menu and like teleport to where you're trying to go to
yeah.
as well, but I like the feeling.
I wish I didn't have to do that.
Yeah,
it's nice yeah. that you can, but I wish I didn't have to.
Yeah, yeah. But my hope is that honestly I kind of feel like Worlds is going into, or not Worlds, Wilds
mm-hmm.
is going into a more open world is what it feels like. I don't know what exactly it's going to be when it's done, or if the trailer is kind of giving a different feeling than what the final product will be.
But, yeah.
I would like to see like where you can make like campsites in this open world.
Yeah.
And you're not like finishing a mission and the mission's done and you go through a loading screen and you're back. I want it to feel like you're traveling and you're hunting.
That is the basis for like 4 or 5 of my recommendations
yep.
is the way that they've shown the scale of this world. Mm-hmm. I want to go on like a hunt, and by hunt I mean I want to have to like traverse this world, this territory.
Which is why when you, I didn't know about the trail that they have now that tells you where to go. I'm not actually very excited about that.
That's only on your Socrat. So that's like, if you,
I wanted to be able to, like, one of my hopes was like I have like a caravan thing, and I have it near like a campsite, and I am now looking for a certain monster, and I have to know what the tracks of this monster are, the signs that one of these monsters are nearby. And if it's, I don't see those signs,
that are
things are
wishes are lining up this much,
like that if I see the tracks of a monster, I know I can either, I need to hunt that monster, or maybe, hey, I need to avoid going this way because I can't fight that monster yet. But I can see early signs that that's this way.
Right.
Or now I know this way is safer because I see these certain types of tracks.
Yeah.
And that I can now gather monster parts too without actually having to kill the monster. Like I can cut the tail off and that monster runs away. And maybe I don't have the skill to kill the monster the whole way. And I can actually just bring that tail back to camp.
Yeah.
With the use of like the caravan or things.
Well, like I think it's going to be more like, I don't know how much into the basics overview they went, but I think it's going to be like world where if you like collect footprints and data or whatever, you'll get better at hunting them. So you'll know kind of where their general area is or whatever. Or maybe it's just an accessibility feature where you can turn it off. Because I saw that too, but I don't know how.
I like if I'm, if it is like, if it is a smaller map and they're just kind of trying to be cinematic in the trailers for a good faith argument and not that they're being disingenuous.
Yeah.
Then I like that they will run to where I want them to go while I'm sharpening my stuff and I'm grabbing items and everything.
Oh, else. I could see that. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking like one of the like most iconic parts of Monster Hunter is like cooking over a fire, right? Which you almost never do in Rise.
Yeah, you do it like once twice. When you're figuring out how the game works.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you figure out the game works. Yeah.
So I would like them to triple or quadruple down on that and have like, I'm instead of just crafting stuff to hunt monsters with, I'm crafting tents. I'm crafting like cured foods that will last longer or boost my attributes.
Like the cooking in Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild, where you like you go and you gather these ingredients and some are rare.
Yeah, and I want to like track them, like you were saying. Yeah. Like I want to find footprints or like scat or slobber or whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then I think it would be even super like interesting.
Dead monsters, and you can see the claw marks and.
Yeah, and find new monsters based on how that monster was killed.
Yeah.
Like, you investigate other monsters, leaning into this idea of a food chain and of apex predators, which they already have, like, apex monsters and stuff like that. Yeah. I think it would be really interesting if you had to systematically follow a monster over a course of multiple missions or over the course of multiple days, and then you are led back to their den where the alpha is, and that's like the big fight that moves you into the next portion of the game or whatever. And I really like the idea of like having these areas, because one of my favorite parts of Rise is exploring the world and finding all these little corners and the relics and it feels like a real place. So even if there's, even if I don't find something, just being like, oh, this is a way for me to get over here if I'm ever chasing a monster and I need a quicker route or whatever. I love those little shortcuts, like that Souls like, oh, this leads me back here kind of situation. And I would love to see like, if you're fighting like the badger monster, you can lead him over to a cave that's covered by vines and get him like to attack you, dodge roll, and he hits the vines and tears them down. And now that's a new region of the map that you can go into.
Yeah.
But you have to think about, okay, which kind of monster has that kind of attack that would help me shatter this ice or roll this boulder or whatever.
Right.
And it intuitively...
Does this puzzle.
Instead of giving me 18 different images that I scroll through where it's like, you opened a barrel. This is what barrels are. Yeah. And then you have to look through this tutorial and then it immediately pops up a new tutorial. Just I learn about the monsters by needing them to engage with the world around me in order to open up new paths or whatever, or find new resources. Oh, this is an abandoned mine shaft and you tore down the the like barrier to it, and now I can go in there and mine rare ore or whatever. Right. Like in the interconnectedness of the environment to be like, these are monsters that exist in a system.
Yeah.
And to really make that system matter would be really interesting to me.
Yeah.
And then you could have like the big apex monsters that come in and like open up the next biome. Like maybe the ice biome is hidden behind a huge wall of ice.
Yeah.
And you need to fight the apex monster that has like a fire attack to melt that or whatever. Yeah. And that could even be cinematic. But right. the point is all this stuff feels connected to each other.
Yeah.
Much more like organically.
Yeah.
Because that is the strength to me in Monster Hunter is the way that like every ingredient that you need to craft something is a plant that grows somewhere.
Yeah.
Or a monster that you harvest or whatever.
Right.
And like, that's just, I just wanted to jump on your bandwagon and say like that. I really want them to lean into my Socrat has like a wagon that I make and upgrade, and I can haul like tents or whatever in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can like ward off monsters at night by putting up like the equivalent of a tiki torch for mosquitoes, but for monsters or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of thing, it would be really interesting. And I have other stuff that is connected to that, but I don't want to just monologue for the whole episode.
I just think a camp, like they have so many NPCs in Monster Hunter and all like mechanics that are just like spread out, and you could just condense that.
And
it's just like, if you just had like a campsite where you can have these stations where you do all that stuff yourself. Yeah, you get rid of these interesting characters and stuff, perhaps. But I think it would make it feel more like...
Interesting's always been a stretch for their characters.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
They're more like
you pool lose designs. The potential of interesting characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, I think having the campsite and, like, you're on a hunt instead of, like, a load screen that takes you back to a hub world every time you defeat a monster.
Every time.
Yeah. It's like, no, I want to hunt the monster, or I want to get parts from the monster. Like if you just hunt a monster for a while and you're just gathering scales off of it as best you can, or hunting or cutting its tail off.
I like the idea of incrementally hunting a really big monster.
I mean, Rise had that. You can either capture or you can kill it. And for me, it was like, and you get like different rewards based on what you do. But it was like, if you cut off the tail, you can cut the tail, you can like, you know, scrap the tail and get a you roll an item for what you cut. And it's like, they didn't like feel very good to me. It was just like, if I kill the monster, its tail's right there. Or if I capture the monster, its tail's right there.
It definitely feels like the most most mathematical way of solving that problem instead of the most like narrative or intuitive way.
I thought it would be interesting to have a system where the more you beat up the monster, the more hits it takes, the less quality products you get. So if you exploit monster weaknesses, you get higher quality parts. So instead of making the monster more like harder, and then you get better parts, it's just like, make it to where the better we kill it, the better quality parts we get.
Okay, yeah.
I think that would be great to see in Wilds, rather than like, this is the A version of this monster and this is the B version of this monster.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what we did to make more content for the game, was we just made a different color of that
color monster. Of the bot. Yeah.
And it's like, no, just like, as we upgrade weapons and get better at hunting these monsters, reward us for that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's a great idea. I love that idea.
I like, so you just happen to dovetail back into another big part of what I want. I'm not, not intentionally dominating the conversation, but I won't stop dominating the conversation.
People call me the dovetailer.
Yeah. Okay. So. I don't call you that, for the record. Not since the incident. But a big thing for me, like, this is probably my biggest sticking point. I know it's my partner's biggest sticking point, is that killing the monsters...
Is it recording?
Great. Okay. Yeah, it is. Killing the monsters versus capturing the monsters is not a significant enough difference for me in the game. The only difference is, like you were saying, the percentage chance that you get certain items versus certain other items increases the likelihood depending on which method you use.
Yeah.
I want them to totally overhaul that system.
Yes, me too. Okay.
I want, first of all, I want to be able to capture monsters way more. Like, I want there to be a narrative reason why I capture monsters or kill monsters. I don't want to just like be able to do either way all the time.
Capturing helps you do research on behaviors.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you can, so leaning back into the ecosystem idea.
Yeah.
I think what would be really interesting is you capture monsters when they are underpopulated. Mm-hmm. So basically, the more you hunt a certain monster, the more all the other monsters that it eats will overpopulate, because now there are fewer of those, yeah. and these are just like overpopulated.
So your hunting is having an effect on...
Right. And so when those become like... they'll reach like an endangered point, yeah. where basically you can only hunt a certain amount in a time frame or whatever. But...
I'm the point.
If you could capture them and then... bring them to the town, and then they breed in the town, and maybe that's a mini game, or maybe it's just a passive thing that happens, whatever. But the important thing that I think would make it more interesting would be... What's happening?
No, go ahead.
Oh, you're good. Okay. Is that, like, as those are repopulated and re-released into the environment, the new generations of them could have mutations, where you can get parts that you couldn't get before.
Okay.
Because now there it's a new...
Because of inbreeding.
Well, I wasn't thinking inbreeding specifically.
Yeah.
But like, so when you're looking at like, just using an example of like wolves and deer.
Yeah.
If like you kill deer, but you captured, or you capture deer, you kill wolves.
Mm-hmm.
If you do one or the other too much, it starts to affect the population of the alternate, so that... there's an incentive to capture versus kill.
Yeah.
And take all of these different elements, like all the, like sleep, poison, fire, blah, blah, blah. Take all of those, break those trees up into capture weapons and kill weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And the capture weapons are all like stun, sleep, blah, 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 like non-lethal, but still debilitating effects, versus the kill effects that are like poison, fire, blah, blah, blah. And then that way, you have two unique approaches to how you hunt. And if you want to capture, you have a whole like sub game. Yeah. It's a tool set that you're using.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I need a capture build versus I need a kill build.
Yeah.
And really incentivize me to capture things instead. Because at the end of the day, I always feel a little bad about killing a random monster in the middle of nowhere for no reason whatsoever.
Oh, there's plenty of reason.
And there, well, yes, yeah. But
the sweet loot.
I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And Rise did this thing where at the beginning of the game, they're like, we have to kill these monsters because they're coming from a completely different region.
Yeah.
They're apex predators. Yeah,
they're different than us.
They're an invasive species. They don't look like us. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And then they just totally drop that whole thing, and they're like, I don't just kill them all. Just kill all of the everything you see. You should kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it even incentivizes you to, like, there is no reason to ever capture, especially small monsters that are effectively harmless.
Mm-hmm.
Kill all of those, especially.
Yeah.
Do not capture those.
You will get an ugly armor set. Those. Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations. You will get a dumb little, like, rabbit ears.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like, I really want them to double down on making capturing versus killing a meaningful differentiation.
Yeah.
And there's already all the tools in place for them to do that.
Right.
They just need to, like, break up those ideas.
Not make it so Capcom-y.
That, in general, if you could make your game less Capcom-y, that would be huge.
Well, we'll bring it back to Talon, unless he's just like, don't do that.
But no, I think, well, World, I think, is...
Yeah, so scrap all of that.
Yeah, I think World... And I think Capcom was not prepared for this, but World, I think, is their most successful game of all time.
World was a big breakout. Was it more popular than Wild or Rise? I'm going to keep getting World? Those mixed up.
Yeah.
World? Oh, yeah.
World,
remember, Rise. Oh, no.
Shit. No. How are they going to know what game, what podcast this is?
How are they going to know what they're listening to?
I like the little hand.
You like the hand top. Up there? Yeah. That's right.
I just added that.
Excuse me. Did I say?
It's good audio.
But anyway, so yeah, it's like their like highest grossing game of all time or whatever.
Really? I would guess Rise. But World is?
World, yeah, for sure. Well, remember Rise came out on Switch first and then PC.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think they're kind of making it even more accessible in Wilds.
I think
you know
so.
What I mean? Yeah, because now with you have the...
It won't be on the Switch, will it?
No. Yeah. It's going to be only next-gen consoles.
Yeah.
So, which I think is good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think the monster design and Capcom for The monster design and the movement of the monsters, I mean, they've got, to me, they've got everybody beat.
Yeah, I agree.
Everybody. And I'm like, the freaking, like any, I'm trying to think, there's like a mud monster, and then the monster in the new trailer where he looks like a giant snake or whatever. He's like writhing.
Big slobber. In the one sand. That shoots mud at you.
Yeah. And I'm like, dang, that looks so good. The animation for that is insane.
Looks
incredible.
And
they have so many animations in all of these creatures that look absolutely
just
gorgeous.
Just render it in 360p and throw it on the Switch.
Perfect.
Now, but I'm just saying, that a blurry mess.
Yeah.
But I also think they've done a great job. It doesn't look like, it looks like Monster Hunter without looking like Monster Hunter. They've done a great job of translating these new monsters into this style.
Yeah.
Like, it's the like big frog-looking thing.
Looks like Monster Hunter the movie, which actually is a thing.
Yeah, kind of. It doesn't look like that, but it looks like if Monster Hunter the movie didn't exist, it would look like Monster Hunter the movie.
Right, yeah.
But like the big, like, scaled toad thing that has the big tongue or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Cool designs.
Yeah.
Definitely ready to beat them up.
Ready.
I think it looks really cool. I definitely agree that they absolutely nail. They look like real dudes. They look like you just modeled a real animal.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that. They've got like fur effects this time around. Mm-hmm. Like
the hair moves.
Yeah. Like all the things on the monsters have like reasons to be there. Like,
yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. And you'll see like other monster designs where it's just like throw a bunch of thorns on it to make it look more scary.
Yeah.
This is like everything that the monster has is like a tool in its belt. And it makes sense for it to have these things.
Right.
And it makes it feel more real.
You know how the author of Dune like lived in the desert to understand the biome for like 10 years?
I did not know
that's
that.
What they did with this. Hmm. They just went, they lived in the video game world for 10 years.
But here,
because he didn't want to. Yeah. He hates reading. Loves writing, hates reading.
That's right. So I've got a couple things I want, and that's want grappling hook traversal.
Yeah.
Which
I don't want wire bugs.
I don't want the wire bugs. But I do want to be able to.
It looks like grappling hooks. In it.
Yeah.
But the way that they.
And they have that in World.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember that, but yeah, they do.
It could be improved in this one.
In the YouTube videos, they've said that you can use the grappling hook to attach to to pull stuff down, like environmental stuff, or to grab resources that are far away from you.
Yeah, which is nice because you're running and he just goes and he just grabs an herb and keeps running.
And I don't know if
that's. Yeah.
I'm assuming they've hidden the HUD so that you can't see.
Yeah.
But
I would like minimized HUD though.
If it looks like it does, like, give me an option to make it look like it does in the trailers that they've released so far. Because all the vegetation in the world is collectible, but it's like unique. It all looks so unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you can collect it because it has like a piece of fruit attached to it or whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So I would love it to be almost strictly just visual cues.
Yeah.
I think that would make it way more cinematic.
Yeah.
And I think, to be fair, it looks like that regardless of whether they have icons everywhere in the final product, one big thing that really stuck out to me in the trailers is that like when your weapon is transforming and stuff, there's so much more of like a mechanized feel to it where it's like, like it looks like it's actually held together with like bolts and like wedges and stuff. Like it's really interesting to see the weapons transform and it looks like almost like a cosplayer has made a version of like the Switch axe and stuff. Like I think all of that is really interesting. Or like the Charge Blade, they haven't done Switch axe yet.
Right.
But
yeah,
I loved seeing the little details of how like steampunky it kind of looks when you're wielding weapons in that game.
Mm-hmm.
So if they keep leaning in that direction with other elements of the game, I think it's going to make it that much better.
No, I completely agree. It's like a whole new level of detail. Of course, destructible environments. I think they should just keep doing that.
Yeah,
but like
lean into that
even a little bit more.
Not like Minecraft, though.
No, I want a voxel monster.
Okay. Here's one thing. To me, it has to have crossplay.
Yeah,
it's got to.
It won't, but yeah,
I want it to.
It has to, but it won't.
I feel like it has to.
I don't think it will. When has there been a Capcom game with crossplay?
Street I don't Fighter think 6. They. I think if you
Street Fighter 6 has
Street
crossplay.
Fighter 6 has crossplay.
Okay.
Well, then there's a good amount of hope.
I think they have to
okay.
have it.
There's a good amount of hope then. I'd say.
I was going to say 0% chance, but with Capcom already doing it in Street Fighter, I'll say 6% chance.
Just depends on who worked on Street Fighter 6.
Well, I just think that they're trying to implement that.
The other problem is that, in general, Japanese developers do not tend to prioritize PC ports. So doing multi-platform, I'm afraid, will end up in a situation where it's like, yeah, it'll be multi-platform when the PC port comes out.
Mm, I see what you're saying.
So it'll be like, until then, all the console players are doing their own thing, and then by the time PC comes out, they're invested in that, and it'll probably have to start a new character or some
stuff. Specifically Capcom, they're really trying to hone in on PC ports.
That's great.
Simultaneously. Because
that's where I want to play this.
Simultaneously.
So. Yeah. I'll probably get it on the Series X.
So
I'm thinking.
I'll just get it on PC and play it with
the Series X. I mean, I'm getting it on the PS5, and that's why I want cross-buy.
Yeah, that's fair.
So I want co-op focus attacks. So if we've got a couple great swords, or Jared, you're hanging back with a bow gun or something like that, and Ryan and I are doing a focus attack, and we're like slicing them up on the side, and here you're going blasting them in the face with the front. I want that, but
make it like a team attack.
Right, like a team up attack. Right, exactly.
Like, not just that we're collaborating, but like,
I hold you on the end of my great sword, and then I sling you.
Well, up in the air. I don't think it's out of the question for Capcom to do that, like an anime style. Yeah. Every weapon has one like specific attack, like a focus attack, mm-hmm. but it's a team attack
that
collaborates with every other weapon.
Yeah,
sure. I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like when everything else in that game is already so involved, mm-hmm. I don't think it's crazy to think that they would do something like that.
Yeah. Well, they're going a lot more cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the lion creature or whatever, when he's doing, like, an uppercut, the camera goes, like, down. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you do the uppercut, and then it flies backwards. And I don't know if they're doing that just for trailer purposes, but...
I'm a little nervous that a lot of the stuff that I like so much about this is just a cinematic style that they've chosen for the trailers.
Right,
for the trailers. I mean, that's happened with video games time and time again.
So many times.
But, like, when you're guarding and it has... You're guarding its mouth when your sword is like pinned between its mouth.
Yeah, when it's like trying to bite you, and he's literally like holding it between his teeth.
Have you seen that?
That was awesome.
Ryan, have you seen that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's incredible. So I'm like, that's going to be awesome. But it's like, if you're like, if you're sliding down like the sand, and you see Ryan just like, you know what I mean? Trying not just to like be eaten.
Fighting for his life.
And I'm like, dude, that's going to be awesome.
I'm like, I will save you.
Yeah, here I go. Yeah.
I would like to see, in general, more interaction with, like, if you are... What's happening?
No, I was just going to interject.
Yeah.
But, like, if a cool combo attack, if someone is holding the mouth open, is have someone else shoot into the mouth.
Have the bow gun just jammed in there. Just,
yeah.
Or just, like, if you are stuck in that animation where you're, like, I don't know... if you're button tapping or what, or if that's just a scripted thing where you've blocked at the right time and that's just a cool way to convey that.
Yeah.
But like if somebody else could like jump on top of it in that moment.
Oh, yeah. Like
those moments create opportunities that other people, regardless of what weapon they have, can capitalize on.
Yeah,
exactly. I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I think that Monster Hunter gets so well is that they have these moments that where you can play them out, like these super cinematic moments where they're not built around being like a cutscene or something like that. You know what I mean? Like I did that. You know what I mean? I think that's incredible.
I feel like at least once every time I play, there is a moment where it's like a water cooler moment where it's like you have to tell your friends about it the next time you talk about
something. Exactly. Yeah.
I agree. They do that. That game kind of naturally sets it up for really cinematic moments like that.
Yeah.
So I would love to see them lean into that also.
Yeah, I agree. Incredible. And I'm ready for it. And I don't want them to bring back a whole lot of old monsters. I kind of want like a whole new fresh start. There's a couple monsters cool that I definitely see. Want. Yeah,
it's cool to see some old ones. Speaking as a person who's played one Monster Hunter game. I'm just saying I know I've seen them in other games.
Most of them are in Rise.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it would be nice to have to not every single monster you fight be this another monster you fought
before.
I mean, if they have like different behaviors and things like that, or like the behavior, or they have more behaviors, so they feel more alive.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point. It could be like a variation
of
Like, the Zenogre could be, like...
A mutation, you say? From breeding?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Confirmed. Mm-hmm. Breeding in Monster Hunter confirmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just like to see... Please give me a cohesive story.
Yeah.
Please stop whatever you're doing with these games. It is so frustrating to have so many unskippable cutscenes and dialogues and conversations in those games that mean absolutely nothing at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, at least make them skippable if you're not going to make a story that I care about.
Yeah.
I think World did that better, but that's just my personal preference. It's not because they... like did a better job of conveying the story.
Yeah.
It's that I was more interested in that particular style of storytelling.
Mm. Right.
And I want them to just,
I almost don't need a story. It's
then like, then just give me the bare minimum and don't make me sit through a billion conversations about how scary this new monster is right before I absolutely mess him up.
Yeah. Right. Like, yeah. So yeah. Exactly. Me. Yeah. No, that would be going back to what you said, Ryan, and what you're kind of talking about, Jared. But it's like if you're going out into the wilds and you have like your own caravan and you kind of set up like a camp and then you go to a different locale and you can kind of set up a camp or whatever. But it would be cool to be able to kind of build that up and do like the where you kind of craft all your stuff in camp, and then you take on missions to either better your camp and kind of build that up, or you can do the food where you like grill your food or whatever and you eat it, and you can either get buffs that way or have your cats get the food. You know what I mean? You can send them out on trips or whatever.
Well, you can do that in Sunbreak. You can position your palicos across the map, and then they have like a one-time use. I think you can fast travel to them or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So like that, not necessarily that idea, but like maybe more of a support capacity where like you can set up weapons in key areas and you can like launch volleys of rocks or whatever from like a one-time use from different locations.
Right.
Which would also give you a reason to like scout those locations out.
Right, exactly. And the scouting be more of like a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like if you come across a monster you've never seen before and they absolutely like destroy you and you like barely get away and it's like, well, let me kind of see where their surroundings are and you find out more by hunting it. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be really
cool. I also think that whole idea of like finding, you've both kind of touched on like finding monsters that you're just completely outmatched by, that would be much more compelling for me if I can set up a campground wherever I want. And then when I'm knocked out, I don't get booted back to the base. I just get booted back to wherever my campsite was.
Right.
So if I know where this thing's den is, I can set up nearby.
Yeah.
And then when I die, I'm just like, I'm right back in it. Mm-hmm. I don't have to like match up again and talk to somebody and accept the quest and eat and all that stuff. I can do all of that.
You can maybe try another route.
One menu. Yeah. I can take a different route. Like, but then I'm like, okay, so where's the best place to put up my campsite? Because maybe I need to go reset these catapults before I do this. And I want to explore this other area and see if there's a better approach, or I want to create an environmental hazard that's like puts them at a more of a disadvantage, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then as you go, you'd be like, well, I'm camping right out front because I know I can just whip this thing.
Yeah.
So being able to like position myself more strategically and in a way that lets me interact with these new mechanics of things that are present in the environment.
Yeah.
Like just bring it all together.
Yeah.
Just like make it more cohesive, make it so much less of like navigating through menus and breaking that that suspension of disbelief.
And that's one thing that I think that I hope they really fix is you feel like I'm constantly navigating through menus and it's just like
so much.
Yeah. It's make crazy that more streamlined.
You can play this game. You can play Rise for 120 hours and still end up in a menu. And I'm like, dude, you're not giving me another tutorial right now. I'm going to lose my mind.
That's right.
I mean, we're
80 hours right in and they're still giving me.
Yeah.
That was one of my wishes was like, just give me the nice to haves immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're nice to haves for a reason. Like if I unlock an armor set, but there's this other armor set I don't like the look of, but I need to wear it.
Yeah.
What is the harm in letting your players change the look of the armor
to
the armor?
Please give me layered armor.
Layered armor.
It's such a simple thing, but
if you want to give me like dyes to craft to be able to like dye armor, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But don't lock it behind 100 hours
of gameplay. Yeah, gameplay. No, I'm fine. Like, Warframe is the same way of, like, I will work for the looks.
Yeah.
But just let me, don't lock it behind, like, 50 hours of stuff. Like, breadcrumb me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It just feels so odd the way that they've prioritized.
I think it'd be cool to, like, show me how to make dyes, and you can actually hunt monster parts for dyes.
Yeah. Yeah. Monsters give me way more, like.
Yeah. Even the small monsters. Like,
give me dyes.
Utilization of them.
Give me actual stuff for my gear. Yeah. Give me food that makes me resistant to you.
Yeah.
So I have to kill you, and then it makes it, and the more of them I hunt, the easier it becomes to hunt them in the future.
Yeah.
Because that game is, at the end of the day, about grinding.
Yeah.
And if they could close that ramp a little bit to where it doesn't take so long to become, like, consistently adept at hunting a monster just because I have to go, like, I have to hunt you 6 times to get the one piece of armor I need.
Right.
Like, close that gap a little bit for me. Yeah,
for sure.
And do that by, like, just letting monsters offer me more resources and different arrays of resources. Like,
right, yeah.
All of this stuff just comes back around to, like, be less obtuse about the way that you give things and teach things.
Would y'all like to see weight classes, like medium, heavy armor sets with different mobility?
I think you could roll that into the skills that you get from armor, that armor has.
Yeah. Definitely is a thing in Rise.
I don't know about World, but
you definitely are more mobile depending on what armor sets you have, like, and buffs you have.
I don't necessarily want to see, like, fat roll level, heavy light armor stuff where I'm like, specifically because the armor is like, okay, this builds up a skill on my weapon. Mm-hmm. I need this armor to make my weapon function better.
Yeah.
So if that's tied to heavy armor, then I'm like, well, I'm just not going to use this weapon even though I like it, because I don't want to use this armor because it changes everything else too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think they
would... But it helps with balancing, I think.
They would need to find a way to juggle those three things.
Yeah.
And I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I don't always trust Capcom to make the most intuitive decisions about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm a little trepidatious about saying, do that.
Yeah.
But I am interested in that idea. I would like to see them explore making more fundamental differences in your approach to combat other than just, well, this weapon now has a higher chance to stun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've maxed out the stun skill, so I'm going to hit him and I'm going to bonk you as much as I can.
Mm. I love bonking.
I love bonking too, man. I'm right there with you.
Anjanath right in the face.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Here's the one thing I specifically don't want, and I really hope they don't do it. We've got very little time left, but the one thing I don't want.
How long is this thing you're about to say?
No, I'm just saying in general.
You got very little time left, but
no,
your scroll unrolls.
Water levels. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do
mud. Don't do water. Unless you're going to give me gear that lets me navigate that in a new, interesting, fun in a different way kind of way, I don't want it.
I don't want underwater levels.
I don't.
You don't want underwater monsters.
Monster Hunter Tri does this. And it was, like, cool at first. It was on the Wii. And I think it's on the Wii U now. But, like, it was cool at first. But fighting monsters underwater,
it's probably why they haven't done it.
It seems like it would make the combat basically abysmal.
Yeah, it's so difficult.
I would like to see some traversal where, like, you find some really neat areas by, like...
Yeah, if you want to go underwater, find some caves where you can mine some very specific ore, sure. But I'm not fighting monsters underwater.
Swimming sounds fun, but fighting in the water does not sound
fun. Yeah, I mean, in real life, you don't want to hunt while swimming underwater. Yeah,
that is so true. It's my least favorite way to hunt.
What people do with spear guns and scuba gear.
Right.
Yeah. So you just got to gear up for it.
But I don't want it.
Okay.
Don't do it. Please.
I also don't
want an underwater temple.
What I would like is leaning back into the... I don't want that. What I would like leaning back into the environmental stuff is, like, if they're going to make the terrain part of the struggle... Like, if I'm on a, there you go. If I'm on a volcano level and I'm fighting them and I have to, like, jump from platform to platform or something, give me something in return.
Yeah.
Like, make it cut both ways in that I have to be careful about how I traverse this in the fight, But at the same time, there are new tools for me to like dump lava on him mid-fight or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah. I also want some kind of advantage when I'm at a disadvantage.
Or maybe you can, like, the monster also has to be careful where it is or something.
And right. Like, yeah. You can lead them into an area that makes them much, like, much more confined.
Place in explosives how they can fight. On the ledges you think they'll go. And you blow those up.
Yeah. That sounds dope. Like, actually, cool. like, blow up the side of this like, lava plateau you're on, and then they fall to a new area.
Yeah. Which is one of my wishes, is intricate traps.
Mm-hmm. Like, Yeah. Rather than just, like, here's a net on the ground.
Like, if you're going to have, like, the Palico and Palamuts, I don't know if they are or will not, but it'd be cool to have them, like, you tell them where to be, and they're, like, on turrets that you've set up. Like,
I think that's a lot more interesting than, like... Yeah. I mean, they already do some interesting things, but just fundamentally having them there to like continuously also bonk for a minimal amount of damage, I'd much rather set them up somewhere and be like, hey, when this monster comes near you, you just automatically
set off. And then if you go multiplayer, your friend just takes that position instead. Like, hey, I'm going to run this Anjanath through this canyon. And that'd be cool. Need to be ready to pull this wire.
I like the idea of having to work together outside of combat.
Yeah.
Like, I think, and I like environmental traversal. Yeah. So I also like the idea of the more you explore, the more you're like, dude, this is the perfect place to set up a trap over here. Yeah. I did not find this, but we could totally do this to knock them here and then bring them here.
Yeah.
And then we're on equal footing. Like, you know, a big thing about Monster Hunter is the attacks matter a lot when in the context of the environment. Where, like, fighting a monster in a particular area really sucks if they have a certain attack pattern.
Yeah.
And so you want to draw certain monsters out of certain areas. Forcing them out of certain areas instead of just, like, running away or using a stink mink is way more interesting and way more compelling to me.
Yeah,
I just think it continuing with the theme brings everything together in a more interesting way.
Yeah. Like if there was like you're on like above a cave or something like that and there's like one of you guys is in front of the cave but there's like a hole at the top of the cave and you could drop like a smoke bomb or something like that and draw the monster out instead of us trying to fight the monster inside its home where it's obviously better to fight, you know. So I think that would
be strap meat around someone's neck. And like, I mean, it's funny, but seriously, it'd be kind of cool.
That would be kind of cool.
Put it around their ankles. Yeah. Like, you run slower.
Flapping flaps of steak.
Like if someone is like, has like bait around them and other people are shooting with trank darts, that beast isn't going to even notice the trank darts as it's trying to get to this thing that's pulling aggro.
Exactly.
I think that's awesome. So, I love that idea.
So, but
I knew you'd have a good one somewhere.
Yeah. I would like a cooperative story mode. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, I honestly. Yeah.
All the way through the whole thing without being able to, you know what I mean?
The Rise single player only missions, get rid of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. I didn't even think about that. I don't want this.
Yeah.
You get them out of here.
And don't give me two hub worlds and don't give me...
Make arena combat more interesting because I am a sucker for arena-based combat. I don't know what it is, but I love gladiatorial combat.
That could be the capturing. That could be
the capturing thing. You have to capture them before you can fight them in the arena. You get the rewards.
Great
idea. I came up with that on my own.
But
like, make it more involved. I think what you're saying where like people are doing other things that make like put the monster at a disadvantage that aren't necessarily directly related to combat. That sounds really interesting. Setting maybe you have like a setup time in the arena where you can set objects down in the arena and make your own instead of it being like a set thing where it's like all we have is a wall that goes up or down.
Yeah.
Before you can like use resources to buy like a barricade and force them to move in a certain pattern or something like that.
Yeah.
And you could set up patterns that are like a template for specific monsters.
Yeah.
So, Tobi Kodachi.
Toby Kodachi, the squirrely one.
Yes. Like, maybe if you want to fight Tobi Kodachi, you're like, okay, I'm going to make a Tobi Kodachi arena where, like, they have to fight me in a certain way or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, there's so much more potential in the arena combat in that game that I would love to see them capitalize on.
Yeah. So, and Gamescom is when? In 2 weeks, I think.
Sure. Sounds good. I only pay attention to board game conventions.
I think that's when they're going to release more info. So I'm excited.
I do not think that we will see many or, if at all, any of our suggestions, wants, hopes, dreams.
I don't know.
I think there's a good chance that at least a couple
of these. To be honest,
these,
I think you're probably right. I'm like thinking through. I'm like, no.
I think the
not,
trailer
no.
has us optimistic about it, and it sparks our imagination with what they could be conveying with this trailer.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
And right. yeah. And I don't know if that's their intention or not. Yeah. But, yeah. I'm excited either way. I'm going to play it either way.
I think that's sure. That's at the end of the day, I know that I'm going to enjoy this game. I know that it will probably be, it will be very difficult for them to make it less fun than Rise.
Yeah. So I mean, I had a ton of complaints with Rise.
Yeah.
But it's
now we
a
need
super
to go
solid
one
game.
Of my most played games.
Yeah. We really need to go and play World now.
I'll go play World.
Yeah, I literally am going to go home and download World. Okay. So if you guys want to play, that's cool. If not, I'll still be playing World. Watching the YouTube videos for Wilds
makes you
want to play it
World.
So bad. Yeah. And I was like, I should switch to the Charge Blade. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, if I can just play World, I'll just start with the Charge Blade.
Exactly.
Because if I'm going to have to basically start over anyway,
might
as well do World with the Charge Blade instead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I am going to go.
Okay.
This definitely hyped about Monster Hunter.
Yeah, so, exactly.
And it's not out till 2025, so I might as well play World.
Yeah. And I think they did say, just real quick, they're not gonna, it's not going to be open world. It's still going to be open level, which I think is a good call.
That's fine.
It just depends on execution.
Yep, 100% for me.
Yeah. Where it's either like World and fine. Rise are open level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's more seamless. So I just want more of that. Bring it on.
I agree.
So.
Yeah.
As long as they keep making their levels super interesting and intricate and detailed and fun to explore, I'll be fine.
Yeah. I just don't like when the world becomes like a science. Like you've got it broken down to like, I have to go this way to grab this item because it's this way. And then,
well, remember they had weather effects in the first trailer.
Yeah.
So hopefully the weather effects will meaningfully change how things. You have to navigate the levels. And that would be really interesting.
Yeah.
If every level basically has like three or four permutations that change who's there and how you get around.
Yeah. Good point. That'd be cool. So anyways, cool.
Great.
Thanks guys for watching.
Thanks to Sam Webster.
Thanks for Sam Webster for the intro outro music.
Mm-hmm. Always great.
Thanks to Capcom for Monster Hunter.
That's right.
Leave a comment, of course, on our YouTube video or email us at didisavepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you want.
That's right.
Yeah. Or if you just watched this 3 years from now, tell us what you want from the next Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Tell us what ideas
see if
you
we were
terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll come back to this and be like, I was right.
Mm-hmm.
Or we were wrong. Mm-hmm. So
I think that's more likely.
That's more likely. Yeah.
And I can't believe Taylan's president now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, well,
congratulations.
It's 20th anniversary of Monster Hunter. So
yeah.
Excited to see what happens next.
That's pretty cool.
So,
I hope they make plushies.
That's right. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us. And don't forget to save.
Don't forget to save.